You're listening to The Record on KUOW. The future of Boeing and its place in Washington State is on the line as the company decides where to build its 777X airplane. The numbers in this story are big. $76 billion a year in aerospace business, nearly $8.7 billion in tax incentives being offered, and thousands of jobs that would go along with the production of the 777X. At the center of the state government's piece of the story is the State Office of Aerospace. Alex Peach is the director of that office. He was appointed by Governor Christine Gregoire back in 2012. Thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
So you came from the city of Renton, where you had got some experience working with Boeing, right?
Because of the... Indeed, yes. I worked for the city of Renton for about 10 and a half years and ran the Economic Development and Land Use Department there.
Now, let's get to the news. As far as we know, what is the news? Governor Inslee, Congressman Rick Larson, local officials, and some machinists say there should be a vote on Boeing's latest contract proposal. But there's some question as to whether there even is a proposal from Boeing after the leadership rejected it this week. Can you shed any light on what's going on now?
I'm afraid I can't. There hasn't been much news over the weekend. The governor has been working to talk to members of both sides, both the company and the union, trying to find a pathway forward here. And so far, that has not emerged.
Is there a clock ticking somewhere? We heard from Everett Mayor Ray Stevenson that others think that window is closing.
Well, the company has said that they intend to make a decision about where the 777X will be assembled in mid-January. So that's obviously not very far away. I'd say yes.
And you've worked with Boeing for a long time. When they say mid-January, do they mean mid-January, or is that a soft deadline?
Well, it may flex a little bit, but clearly, you know, the company has promised that this airplane will be delivered to customers in 2020, and that means they have to get started. And if they have to build a new factory to do that, they need to get started very soon.
Well, we hear a lot about the impact of Boeing on our state economy, and it often focuses on Boeing and the machinists. Of course, there's SPIA, the other big union, and there's also this massive supply chain in the state supplying Boeing. How big is it?
Massive. You know, and you rattled off, you know, $76 billion is the economic impact that the aerospace industry in Washington has had in 2012. $70 billion of that came from Boeing commercial airplanes directly. So it's incredibly significant. 84,000 employees working directly for Boeing in Washington State, but that supports a base of about 250,000 jobs in Washington State. 11% of all the wages that were paid in Washington in 2012, all the wages paid in Washington were supported by the aerospace industry directly or indirectly. So you really cannot overstate the value of this industry and in this case, this one particular company to the economic future of Washington.
Now, a lot of people have questioned the $8.7 billion tax incentives that were offered by the state legislature pretty unanimously, not unanimously, but most people went along with that. The governor went along with that. And they go, well, that we're not doing that for small businesses. Why would we do that for Boeing? What are we getting back for $8.7 billion?
Well, the same estimate that determined the potential reduced tax burden for the aerospace industry that had a value of $8.7 billion over the 16-year extension that was put in place was also estimated to return to the state $21.3 billion in revenues. So that's a net gain of 13-some billion dollars. That also supports thousands, tens of thousands of employees at small companies, whether they're making aerospace parts or serving coffee. So lots of people are supported by this industry.
You mentioned $76 billion, $70 billion of which is Boeing itself. Well, that leaves another $6 billion. Is that all directly connected to Boeing, the other $6 billion in business?
Not all of it, but many of the aerospace companies that are here are suppliers to the Boeing company. You know, about 350 companies across the state took advantage of the aerospace tax incentives that were put in place for, under the 787 recruitment process back in 2004. So this is having a positive statewide impact. And that's why the governor and the legislature almost unanimously, as you pointed out, felt that this continuing this for another 16 years from 2025 to 2040 was a good investment for the state.
Your job is to kind of pitch the state to Boeing, but you're not unaware of the fact that there are many other states also trying to pitch this business of the 777X. And we've talked about some of the advantages. There's a trained workforce here. The $8.7 billion in tax incentives is nothing to sniff at. But when you step back from what you know our advantages are, you're also realistic about what other states might be able to offer that we're not able to offer. Mm-hmm. What are those things?
Well, certainly, as you point out, it's a very competitive environment, both amongst other states in the United States, but also from countries around the world who understand the importance of the middle class jobs that the aerospace industry can support. And so governors, members of Congress, mayors are salivating over this 777X opportunity. This is the global center of aerospace here in the United States, or it has been for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Certainly other parts of the country are emerging and have had a role in that as well.
Other states can offer land, can build buildings. Can we do that here in Washington State?
We have a constitutional provision against outright. It's a lending of public credit, if you will, mm-hmm. of giving money to private companies directly. So our incentives are based on a reduced tax burden, as we've already talked about, or providing educational programs and investing in our higher education. These things we've done very well and I think have been fairly successful in meeting the needs of the industry.
Tell us a little bit more about these other companies kind of working alongside Boeing. Give us an example of a profile one of these companies for us. What do they do and what do they sell to Boeing?
Boy, it's a whole myriad of I think there are several thousand direct suppliers to the Boeing company in Washington State, and they do everything from print brochures to machine parts to create the giant tools that are used to assemble airplanes to actually fabricating the nacelle, the piece of that wraps around the engine on an airplane.
I'm talking with Alex Peach. He's director of the State Office of Aerospace. He's been appointed by the governor. So let's look at worst case scenario. The 777X moves out of the state. If you're building parts for Boeing planes, does that mean you can't sell those parts to Boeing any longer just because they're in another state? We've got Federal Express, after all. You can kind of send these things.
No, certainly. And whether it's Federal Express or special trucking or even flying the parts, Boeing has demonstrated that it has a global supply chain and parts can be made all over the world and brought to wherever the final assembly location is. I will say, though, that one of the exciting things about the 777X opportunity is that Boeing has learned from the 787 challenges and appears to have a new strategy of bringing the supply chain to the final assembly location. Mm-hmm. So when we were at the Paris Air Show last summer, when I was at the Dubai Air Show just last month, talking to companies, it became clear that companies from around the world that wanted to be suppliers to the 777X and to Boeing are planning on moving to the final assembly location, wherever that may be. And so, we at the state have a list of 12 or 15 companies that could potentially be additional recruits to Washington State if the 777X is built here and they are selected as the suppliers.
Again, worst case scenario, mid-January, Boeing decides they're not building the 777X here. That doesn't mean Boeing goes out of business here, right? They're still here. They still have work to do. But many have argued it's clearly you could see the end coming to their manufacturing here should that happen. Could you walk us through that?
Well, clearly, this remains the headquarters of Boeing Commercial Airplanes. The 737 MAX is going to be built here in Washington. And you have, they've announced that they're going to be producing 47 of those airplanes per month by 2015, I believe, down in Renton. And, of course, there's tanker work that will be continuing up in Everett. And we're the place, so the two places where the 787 is built, where it's actually meeting its production targets.
And that business is going to go for quite a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's certainly what we intend.
So is the threat of the 777X not being built here not so much that we'll lose what we have, but we won't get more?
Well, we're focused on winning the 777X,
right,
and certainly haven't given up on that today. And so, I don't want to speculate about what might happen down the line. But there's clearly an economic reward to the state if the 777X is built
here,
and we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that it is.
I guess what I'm getting at, are there some Boeing lines that are sort of on the downslide that are being phased out that will take away workers at Boeing here if nothing else happens, like the 777X coming here.
Sure. Well, the 777 is already built here. More than 1,100 of those airplanes have been built in Everett and Washington State. And so that program will certainly wind down as the 777X winds up. There's been some speculation that the 747 will be eventually replaced by the 777X. And so, yeah, there's an opportunity for that work will dwindle here if the 777X is not built here.
As you know, critics of states and unions, for that matter, making big deals to keep companies around, they say that this just creates a race to the bottom, a kind of constant underbidding, in the end only benefiting the companies. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, the governor believes, and a vast majority of the legislature apparently believes, that the incentives that we have are smart in reducing the tax burden for manufacturers that support significant numbers of ancillary jobs are good investments for the state. And that is proven out in the 10 years that the existing incentives have been in place. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, we think will play itself out in the future if we can win this work.
And finally, Boeing's not the only major manufacturer of airplanes. There's also Airbus. Should they decide not to build the 777X here, wouldn't we be a prime candidate to have them build one of their planes here?
Yeah, I mean, the Airbus has just decided and is in the process of building a new airplane manufacturing facility in Alabama. It doesn't appear that there is another another airplane final assembly line that Airbus would be looking to build in the United States. But the idea that we could replace the economic engine that Boeing is to Washington State with another manufacturer is just not realistic.
Finally, what's it like to be on the receiving end of Boeing lobbying? We just heard earlier in this hour from a former White House official who said you could not walk down the hallway in the White House without turning a corner and running into a Boeing lobbyist. Is the lobbying intense?
Well, it's intense on both sides. I mean, I'll say this is a very successful company, and they know how to get things done.
Alex Peach, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Alex directs the State Office of Aerospace, and we are waiting to find out whether there will be another machinist vote on the offer to extend their contract. Boeing says if they don't get it, they're not building the 777X here. This is The Record on KUOW.